It is Parenting Tips once again with Kimberly Eckert of the Eckert Psychology and Education Center. You can check them out online at eckertcenter.com this month. Very interesting. I'll be honest with you, Kimberly. It sort of saddens me, but it's a very, very important topic about divorce and co-parenting. Tips for divorced parents. I wish they were never divorced, but it is a reality.
It is. And this is, an area where when I'm working with families, I see such beautiful changes, though, for families. So out of the brokenness and difficulty of divorce, that parents really often can take massive strides to creating the kind of relationship that they want with their child and also establish a healthy relationship with their child's parent. And this is about communicating with your ex today. So first of all, most of us have to have some mechanism to relieve stress in the moment, no matter who you're dealing with. It may seem impossible to stay calm with dealing with a difficult ex-spouse who's hurt you in the past or has a real knack for pushing your buttons, but by practicing quick stress relief techniques, you can learn to stay in control when the pressure builds. So for those of us who have a faith in Christ, we know that immediately we can call upon the Holy Spirit to give us that peace that truly transcends human understanding. We also can learn about how our body works. And one of the things that I will often teach families to do, and in particular parents who are going through a divorce, is learning how to imagine placing their feelings, their concerns, their worries, their frustrations. Literally imagining the picture less of putting it in Jesus' hands and just saying, I'm going to leave it there and I'm going to allow you, Jesus, to take care of that while I go in and try to work cooperatively with my ex-spouse. It all begins with your mindset. So thinking about communicating with your ex as having the highest purpose, and that is your child's well-being. Before contact with your ex, it's really important to ask yourself how your talk will affect your child and resolve to conduct yourself with dignity. Make your child the focal point of every discussion you are having with your ex-partner. Communicate with your ex is likely to be a tough task, so remember that it isn't always necessary to meet them in person. You can speak over the phone, you can exchange texts or emails. Often those are fine for the majority of conversations that need to happen. The goal is to establish conflict-free communication. See which type of contact seems to work best for the two of you. Whether talking via email, phone, or in person, the following methods can help you initiate and maintain effective communication. I'm going to just share a couple. Set a business-like tone. Approach the relationship with your ex as a business partnership where your business is your children's well-being. Speak or write to your ex as you would a colleague with respect and neutrality, and be polite. Relax and talk slowly. Number two, make requests. Instead of making statements, which can be misinterpreted as demands, try framing as much as you can as requests. Requests can begin with, would you be willing to, can we try? And ultimately, again, as I've said before, is keep conversations kid-focused. You can control the content of your communication. Never let a discussion with your ex-partner digress into a conversation about your needs or his or her needs. It should always be about your child's needs only. So again, I just want to remind listeners that on Monday, October 27th, I have the privilege of talking about parenting at Mackenzie Town Church, and we're really excited about this opportunity. There will be more information on the Mackenzie Town website if listeners are interested in attending that event.
We are offering to the listener once again this morning, Kimberly, well, thanks to you. I say we, it's you and your generosity. A two-hour consultation, free consultation. It's worth like $400. Kimberly, when we give things away at Shine FM, they're usually worth about 10 bucks.
Right.
You guys are giving away something of far greater value. Congratulations for that, because this will really impact a family that would like to continue this conversation today about co-parenting. Or if there's another area of family life marriage or raising children that you're really struggling with, the Eckerd Psychology and Education Center is there for you. Call now, 276-8888. We'll take caller number one. You can have this two-hour free consultation worth $400, and you can continue the conversation right there.
Excellent. And if people want more information about our services, they can go to our website at eckerdcenter.com. That's eckerdcenter.com.
All right. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.